Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hello, welcome to the podcast for the week of January 17th. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. Powerful week with the full moon and a lot of changes that help us get clear. How are we going to actually ground ourselves and get moving with the changes we know that need to happen? Themes we got over and over again, right, my friends? A quote or a line from the poem I'll give you at the end of the podcast. We'll press hard on parts of us that are oblivious. It is definitely a wake-up week. We start on Monday, January 17th, with a full moon in Cancer at 27 degrees. And this is a huge moon to illuminate on an emotional level the deep changes we've all been going through. Remember, the full moon is the sun and moon opposite each other. So that lunar archetype of the extinctive nurturer is in the sign of Cancer. It's all about our heart, our emotions, our desire to belong and give love and receive love and be nurtured. The moon, full moon opposite the sun in Capricorn, the yang energy of the hero, heroine, conscious self in Capricorn. How do we ground? How do we be responsible? The sun right now at this full moon is right next to Pluto, which is that great transformer archetype that wants radical, deep, thorough systemic change down to the bones, people. So this full moon is an emotional culmination of what we've been working with for so long, but particularly the last 2 months, as Venus has been retrograde in Capricorn, helping us to stir up all the old relationship patterns and value patterns that we know we need to shift. Look for some emotional insight this week. It may be a high tide week where you're really intensely emotional, you're frustrated, you're overwhelmed, you're scared. It's all there for all of us. But equally is the illumination of the sun and Pluto saying, okay, I get it. I get at the core what needs to be transformed. Look for your emotional wisdom. Listen to the deep truths of your heart saying, what's over? How do I take action? How do I be a good steward and move forward with that? And that theme continues as we go to Tuesday, January 18th. The planet Uranus goes forward at 10 degrees of Taurus. It has been retrograde for the last couple of months since the summer. Uranus is the maverick, the big change agent character in us, the one who will not conform and the one that wants to radically blow up constrictive, old status quo patterns. Remember, Uranus has been going through Taurus, the sign of resources, security, stability on a physical level, or sensuality. So this destabilizing of what really is true safety and security has been going on. But as Uranus looks like it goes forward in its orbit after being seemingly backwards retrograde for a couple of months, says now is a time to go forward with the radical changes you know you need to know in the Taurus area. That's basically your resources like money and time. It's your physical health, your body, your sensuality, your ability to be grounded on the earth. One of the greatest gifts you can give yourself in the world this week is to slow down and get grounded so that you're ready to enact the big changes and the insights that are coming about. All right, this is how I make change now. But get in your body first. So, so important. On that same day, we have a major shift of the nodal axis. The south node and north node are mathematical points in the heavens in astrology, and they stay in a set of zodiac signs for 18 months. They are not planets, but they're very important doorways, symbolic archetypal doorways. South node represents our past, our old patterns, our old go-to kind of sometimes our ruts, but it's also our survival strategies. It can be positive because it talks about our skill sets, but usually it's about where we keep repeating something that we really need to grow out of. That's where the North Node comes in, the opposite mathematical point in the heavens that represents our evolutionary growth. The nodes are about to change zodiac signs. For the last 18 months, the North Node has been in Gemini and the South Node has been in Sagittarius. So we've been called to let go of our dogmas, South Node and Sagittarius, our old beliefs, our old certainties, and grow and evolve in a Gemini way. What are some new ideas? How can I be curious? How can I see things differently? How can I bridge gaps? Really important. In the last 18 months has been pivotal in terms of our immersion in the COVID challenges and the big systemic societal changes. Now what happens is we switch our evolutionary growth focus, which is Taurus. And South Node is in Scorpio, North Node is in Taurus. Begins now, January 18th, formally, and goes for 18 months. This is huge because with the South Node in Scorpio, this is a water sign that is about intensity and deep feeling, but it also has a shadow or wounded side of drama and resentment and like cooking in the juices, like you just won't let go of something, you're just grabbing onto it. And also about, on a wounded side, power plays and manipulation. We all know when it gets really down to some deep survival processes, we can get ugly, we can get really aggressive. We can play games because we're trying to survive. We all do it. And yet the North Node going into Taurus now for the next year and a half says, whoa, 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 wait. Try not to get caught in the unconscious patterns of trauma if you can. And the big emotional tidal waves that take you over if you can. Focus on growing in the Taurus area, which is get grounded. Recognize your own self-reliance, recognize your own resourcefulness, and recognize how do I extend to others so that we share and we get through things together with as good stewards of our resources. Now, certainly on a global level, this has everything to do with how are we going to all get along and survive in these COVID times, in these systemic political upheaval times, in these social justice times, in these climate chaos times, okay? It's like we all will remember these old patterns of freaked out survival patterns, okay, South Node in Scorpio. And we need to recognize don't get caught by the emotional overwhelm and get grounded. That's what we're up to for the next 18 months. And then finally, on Sunday, January 23rd, the Sun is conjunct Mercury retrograde at 23 degrees of Aquarius. And the Sun, remember, is this conscious self. It illuminates, it opens up our awareness, and is about our core being. Mercury is the communicator, bridge maker, storyteller archetype. It's just recently gone retrograde on January 14th and will be retrograde for 3 weeks. When Mercury is retrograde, when a planet is retrograde, we're in a review of our communication and ideas and stories. That's Mercury, okay? And what happens when Mercury is retrograde and the Sun comes to be with it, conjunct in the heavens, it begins a new 4-month Mercury cycle. Now, this is a Mercury cycle, meaning where we want to grow projects and ideas and expand our mind. The new Mercury retrograde cycle is starting in the sign of Aquarius, which is a sign of change, egalitarianism, progressiveness, thinking outside the box, but also where's my tribe? Where's my community? How do I belong to the larger collective? So this is a great opportunity this week if you have new ideas or projects you want to put into play, particularly that are somewhat different and unusual, or you're taking a chance to risk to be more radically authentic, or you've got some project or communication process that opens up community and brings it together in a new way. This is a great time to do it. And even if you haven't got a project, it's like take a reset on your mind and your stories. Okay, this is the opportunity you have with this Sun and Mercury together. Okay, dear ones, as always, a totally emotionally packed week. Remember to ground yourself, be kind to yourself and others. We are all cooking in this initiatory cauldron. We're doing the best we can. Take heart and just recognize we also have to keep cutting the BS. There's just no time for it, particularly as the nodes go into Taurus and Scorpio. Get real, call it like it is, do what you gotta do, but try to do it with heart and compassion for yourself and others. So the poem I want to give you is from Alice Walker. It's called The World Rising, and it's very much a kind of Scorpio, Pluto, boom, full moon, okay? poem. The World Rising. The world rising can put an end to anything. The murder of children, whales, elephants, forests, oceans. Get up. Roll over on that part of you that will not welcome, recognize, encourage, or even see our rise. A compassionate roll. We must be done with cruelty, especially to ourselves. To start again, beaming like the sun, fresh. But a role that shows we've reached the end of polite moves to repair and recreate the earth, and will press hard on any parts of us, even those we've loved, that insist on remaining oblivious and asleep. Alice Walker, The World Rising. So take this good energy of the full moon and Uranus going forward and the new Mercury cycle and illuminate the ones of you that have been oblivious and asleep. Press hard on them with love and compassion. Step up. Recognize the world is rising. We're rising. And go forward. Thank you, as always, dear ones, for your support and connection with me. I hope this continues to help you navigate these crazy, crazy times. As always, you can support me by giving reviews for the podcast. You can go to the astrologyalchemy.com website and make a donation. Don't forget my new course coming up, New Year's Revolutions, where I help you with a guided 6-week self-reflective process working with some of the key cycles that are happening in the next few months. Go check it out. You can look at astrologyalchemy.com in the resource page. You can also go to my website on the edges of change and look under courses or store. Thanks as always. Take good care of yourselves. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.